Hotter Than Health podcast, a plant-dominant podcast for those looking to expand and elevate their lives. Each week, we will bring you provocative conversations and topics, entertaining interviews, and some of the biggest names in health and wellness to answer your burning questions. You will leave each episode with tangible tips and takeaways and understand what it truly means to live an energized and optimized life. Welcome to this week's episode of Hotter Than Health. The mic is hot. I am irate. And it's another solo episode. And like I said before, if this is your first time listening, normally we've got more guests. We've got interviews. We've got knowledge. We've got different experts, fun convos, pithy banter. But guess what? Today you have me. And honestly, I look back at the downloads and it seems like people still like the solo episodes, and the 20 minute, 30 minute, even 15 minute episodes have been truly life-saving. I don't know how podcasters do. Anyways, yes, I do. It's totally easy to do a 1 hour episode, but having a 15 minute episode, 20 minute episode when people are used to having interviews, I think it's a nice little change up. I do have several interviews scheduled out. However, for my mental health, I genuinely needed a month or so of just solo episodes so that I could record them on my own time. And I'm just going to vent for a little bit. Again, if this is your first time listening, welcome. I hope you stay. And this is me. This is who you're getting. And if you are not new to the podcast, then I'm sure you have deducted by now that I moved out and I am in between places, which is the literal least sexy thing in the world to say. You know, let's say you go on a date with someone and, you know, you're at dinner, you're just getting to know this person. This did not happen to me, but I'm picturing this and I would be distraught at this date. But let's say you're on a date with somebody, everything seems great, you order some beverages, some apps, whatever. And you ask, oh, so where around town do you live? Oh, I'm kind of in between places. Yeesh, yikes, it is such a red flag. Same as someone saying, you know, I'm in between jobs. And even though it means nothing because you could be in between jobs that pay you $10 million a year, you're fine. But saying you're in between places to me symbolizes a little bit of a lack of stability, and that's genuinely something I am working on right now. So please don't anybody take offense to this if this is where you're at and you're, don't get triggered by this. This is just where I am personally. I'm not in between jobs by any sense. Career's going great. Thanks for asking. But my personal situation is a little bit all over the place. And y'all, it's been a month. I mean, it's been a year so far, but it has really been a week, and I won't get into the weeds of it because genuinely this is a place of positivity, hopefully some laughs, definitely some information, but yeah, I don't want pity. This is a season in life and I know I will get through it. It's temporary, but it's been low. We've been sad girl summer over here. It's a beautiful 80 degrees in Charleston. Thank fuck. Honestly, I can't imagine if we were in the glums right now and it was 50 degrees or 40. Basically, if it were the temperature that it should be around this time of year, I would be, oh, watch out for me. Yikes. That would not be great. But for anyone who has reached out, thank you. And for anyone who has, now that I have your ear and you, now that everyone feels bad for me, don't feel bad for me. Do not feel bad for me. I'm going to be better, stronger for it, happier. And I'm just in the middle of a rough patch right now. I will update you more on everything. Holy vagueness. Could that be more vague and ambiguous? Doubt it. But okay. What I need you all to do is, if you didn't know, or if you don't follow Hotter Than Health podcast on Instagram, you know that, or you maybe don't know, that my personal account got hacked almost a month ago. Now, this is a message to the universe. Let me tell you something, how amazing this is, how amazing this platform is. I had international travel in, I think, 7 days. This was last month. I had a tentative booked trip to somewhere international, and I needed a passport. Passport had already been shipped off 13 weeks ago. It was taking forever. And typically it only takes 6 to 9 weeks to get your passport back. No, I didn't expedite it. I know, dumb, always expedite. But either way, it was taking a really long time. I didn't know who to call. The only appointments that I could get at passport agencies were in Miami, Atlanta, or DC. And they said that the one that was going to be the soonest was in Oahu. And I said, lady, how many cracks have you smoked today? That's ridiculous. I'm not going to Oahu so I can get on one international flight that takes less time. And either way, all of this to say, I talked about it on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. Someone reached out to me, sent me a message and said, hey, this same thing happened to me. Give this number a call. And y'all, I had been on YouTube. I had been on every single Reddit site. I had been scouring the outermost edges of the earth to try and find an appointment. But what I wasn't doing was thinking more outside of the box. So I got this phone number. I made a call. They asked me to fill out 2 sentences worth of paperwork, and I got my passport 3 days later. So, Taylor, if you are listening, the girl who reached out, thank you so much. Got it all. And I didn't even end up going on this international trip. So that's a whole other thing. But yeah, so what I'm here to say is that this podcast, it reaches, we are solving the world's problems. If you have problems and you need an expedited passport, tell me, send me a message on Hotter Than Health Podcast. I got you. Truly, we've got this, and I will help you out. I won't blast it on the podcast. But if you need help, I am your girl, and send me a message on Hotter Than Health Podcast Instagram. But before we get into today's episode, I'm sure you're just dying to know what it's about. It's about 2 things, actually. It is about people pleasing and protein, the peas. And before we get into it, I have a I have a request. Of course, you know, buy through the ads and leave a review, all of that good stuff, 5 stars always. But my Instagram got hacked a month ago. I still cannot log in. These hackers have all of the secret codes that you're supposed to apparently have on Instagram. They've changed the email on file. They changed the phone number on file. I've tried doing everything that I can possibly think of. I am very grateful that I do have one contact over at Meta who I've been emailing with, but let me tell you something. Even those people are backed the hell up. They're booked and busy and unable to respond to my first world problems. Am I upset about this? Absolutely. But do I understand that this is a part of life and a part of having business online? Yes, I understand it's a risk. However, now I'm going to stay calm and elevated. I am frustrated because there is now someone trying to impersonate my account. So if you go on to Instagram and you type in ElizaG_wellness with 3 S's, ElizaG_wellness, please go report it. It's like hearts and emojis and says, you know, hackers got my account. It's clearly a fake account. If they message you, ignore it, block it, report it, and say that they're trying to pretend to be ElizaG_wellness spelled properly with 2 S's. I am just livid. I am so upset. I'm sorry. I'm not even upset. I'm just so annoyed because I've been trying to get this fixed for almost a month. I can't log in. And look, is it nice to have a reprieve from social media? Absolutely. But when I'm spending more time on my phone trying to get it reinstated, it's completely missing the mark and it's missing all type of relaxation protocol that would be for anyone who wants to just get off social media. And anyways, if you have any hookups at Meta, please send me a message on Hotter Than Health Podcast. Here's how low it's gotten. I have been on TikTok making TikToks. I made two today. I made two yesterday. One was motivational. One was funny. One was about the podcast. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea. That's like not a space for me. That's not a comfort zone. You know what it is? Here's the analogy of what's going on in my life right now. I'm used to wearing, you know, like a linen button down with cool jeans that make my butt look good and a pointed toe brown boot. So it's a fitted around the waist look. It's got, you know, I don't have boobs. So it's like a little chest and clavicle showing, loose fitted. I've got a nice wave in my hair. Things are moving. Things are shaking. I look elevated and chic. And I can go kind of to the restaurants that I want to go to, brunch. I can make that outfit work anywhere. That's how I was with Instagram. That's how I was with the way I promoted via Instagram. Okay. Transition to TikTok. It is like I have on an Hervé Leger bodycon dress that wraps around my body like a mummy. It's going to be an electric blue. It's going to be some type of royal red, maybe ruby red, or even that like shimmery gold color. That's what it is. It's like I'm going to Vegas. I have stiletto pumps on that I can't really walk in. You can see the makeup has stopped at my neck and I've only done my face. There's no blending happening. It's very stark contrast. Hervé Leger tight dress. Sorry if that was you. I understand that that was a look at one point, but that is not my, that's not my comfort zone. I understand life is about getting out of your comfort zone, but the me that I want to bring to the world is not the Hervé Leger girl. It's the calm, more like a Tosh Oakley type of vibe. That's what I've been going for. And that's just not what I'm getting on TikTok. TikTok is really, it's rogue. Here's what I will say about TikTok that I have been liking. It's less curated. And you can show up doing whatever. So for a reel on Instagram, it will take me an hour to make. I'm sure it takes people less time and it could do less, but I definitely could do better. But reels take me an hour. One TikTok takes me 4 minutes. So I get why people, like the amount of time it takes to make a podcast is the equivalent to the amount of time people are scrolling through. So of course you have to be quicker making a TikTok. Oh my God, nobody cares about this. Liza, stop. This is a nutrition and health and wellness podcast. Nobody wants to hear about it. But if you do, thank you. And we're going to get through it. Also, I'm moving to Charlotte in May. Anyways, going into today's episode, we are talking about two things, people pleasing and protein. Let's hit people pleasing first, because protein, I want to talk about what it actually is doing in your body, to your body, and why it's important and why it's also doesn't need to be super sensationalized. We'll talk about people pleasing first. I was listening to an episode of Melissa Wood Health. She has a podcast that just came out through Dear Media, and it's called The Move with Heart, which again, the branding is so amazing. So she can still use the MWH, Melissa Wood Health, Move with Heart. She's a genius. She's a genius. And I love her. And I would like to have her on the podcast someday. She's just fantastic. I will fly to New York. I will literally be there with Sun Goddess Matcha. I will show up with hydration tablets and we'll do a deep stretch and I can bring her my peppermint CBD oil and we can do a hand rub before we record. So if anyone knows Melissa Wood Health, I am just asking for a lot today. But she was doing a podcast episode on people pleasing and it really resonated because I think that what stuck with me was her description of how people pleasing, it's not just, it's something that we are so often, we don't have much awareness around. We have a largely female audience listening to Hotter Than Health. And if you are, this is also for men or people who aren't consistently listening to the podcast. But we do have a predominantly female audience, which I love. And I think that women, and I'm going to just speak for myself here. If you're not a people pleaser, call me, give me tips. And you're probably someone I would really love to hang out with. I picture myself even 2, 3, 4 years ago, and I was so insecure about my own opinions. I was scared to speak unless I knew all the facts and I had something to say. I mean, and I understand, I don't want to just talk out of my ass now, but if I do have a strong opinion and it's for a reason and it means something to me, then why would I be scared to share it if it's an appropriate time? And again, I'm not combative. I am not an aggressive person. It's not in my constitution to jump down people's throats and force an idea. It's just never been who I am. Which you're like, oh, wow, that's impressive. You're just a normal human being, which was, some people do it. But as far as people pleasing goes, it's something that I think once you reach a level of awareness to when you can, it's that metacognition of recognizing in your mind when it's happening, while it's happening, and even in the beginning, recognizing, oh, that just happened, or, oh, I made that decision because I was people pleasing. And people pleasing doesn't always have to be doing extra for people or doing more for people, but it really is about protecting your space and your energy and knowing that you are allotted a certain amount of energy during the day, during the year, during your life, that being protective of how you share and how you collect energy, it's really important. And Melissa gave a great example. She said that when... What did she say? She said that she recognized it a lot. And this is where I really resonated. She recognized it a lot when she would make these plans. And for me, it's you make plans with adrenaline, or you make plans when you're in a really, you know, good mood, you're light, you don't have a whole lot on your plate. So you can make the fun plans to go on a dinner on a weeknight. But when that time comes, you feel so guilty because it's the last thing you want to do. Something came up that day, you had extra to do, you got zero sleep the night before, and it's not that you don't want to go to see these people, or it's not that you don't want to spend time with a certain person always, but not respecting your own energy and understanding how you operate energetically throughout the week and still making those plans from a really reactive place. So maybe you're in the middle of this is really not coming out the way I wanted it to, but overall you get to a place where you think, oh, I don't want to go tonight. This is the last thing I want to do. I would rather be at home either with my kids, which I don't have, or with my husband, or with your person, or your cat, and you just want to be inside and you want to just relax. When you feel that most of your commitments become like that, then you know that your boundaries have been sacrificed and you are likely saying yes to whatever is thrown at you for fear of disappointing, for fear of FOMO, missing out, for the fear of being left behind and not being included on the next one. And that's it's a very common way to feel. We don't always recognize it in that moment, but a lot of us feel like if we say no to this one dinner with like a fun group of girls, and this is a personal example, but you say no to a dinner with a fun group of girls because maybe you're just really tired, you're about to start your period, or you have a lot of work to do, or you've just been like emotionally capped. You say no, and maybe you get that fear, oh, well, I should say yes because what if I don't get invited on the next time? Here's two things to think about with that. One, they aren't thinking like that. 99% of the time, your friends are not saying, all right, well, if Eliza doesn't respond to this one text, she is out, and it just shows that she's a bad friend. And I think that's a really valid fear that we actually have a lot. Also, respecting yourself, knowing that if you do show up because you're doing it for other people or for external reasons other than just your pure enjoyment, then you're not going to show up as your best self or your highest self or even someone that they even want to be around. You might have to phone it in. You might have to be performative. And that's not what you want. That's not the real authentic version of you. And I think that, of course, life ebbs and flows. You're going to have to do things sometimes you don't want to do, but prioritizing when you can, is this a decision I am making because I genuinely want to go? and I think it's going to make me better, or I think I'm going to have like true, genuine fun, or is this something that I'm doing because I want to fit in with a group of people, or I want to, or I've been good all week and I want to binge on something. And that's a very real, it might not resonate to everyone, but that's a very real thing as well. And then there's also, do I want the validation from guys or girls if you're single, or if you're not feeling fulfilled in a relationship? Do you feel like you are saying yes for any reason other than your pure enjoyment for other people? That is something that really, as I enter my 30s, as I'm exiting one stage in my life, it's become so clear how often I've done that. I think a lot of people can say they reach a certain point and they start to really recognize these things and be not harsh, not mean, not anything other than just more protective of their own personal energy. That's what I wanted to say on that. And I think that the biggest part is really just the self-awareness and the recognition of what that looks like for you, because it's going to look different for each person. And I actually think this is perfect because so my friend Taylor is calling right now, and I think she's going to have something good to say about this. Hang on. Taylor, you're live on Hotter Than Health.
I'm live on Hotter Than Health?
Hi. Okay, so I need your thoughts on this real quick.
Okay.
I was listening to the podcast that we're recording right now. I just had a full-on tangent. I'll tell you about that later. But the episode we're doing is about protein and about people-pleasing. And we just talked about people-pleasing, and I was inspired by Melissa Wood Health today. What are your thoughts on people-pleasing? What is an example either you have observed or you have experienced personally?
So I should say thankfully, not unfortunately, because I think that's the idea of people-pleasing. I don't have that quality of myself, and I'm but I've definitely seen other friends that have that people-pleasing quality, and for me, I just need to make a decision, and you can kind of see when people are people-pleasing, they're kind of going around, they're going to start talking tangents, and just not really sticking to what they want and what they know. So I just say for anyone that wants to work on that, just stick to your gut. And unfortunately, if you're around me and you want a decision based on what you want, you're not going to get that from me because I'm a Scorpio, you know, I do what I want.
Wow. Okay. And do you have any specific examples? You can throw me under the bus. You can do this to me. I feel like I was telling everyone how I feel like I've evolved a lot and definitely gotten so much better. But do you have any specific examples? And if you don't, that's fine. It's just really bad.
I'm not going to say names because I know.
Well, please don't.
She listens to this podcast.
Oh my God.
Which is great because everyone should listen to this podcast. No, it's funny because obviously we live in Charleston and everyone wants to come and hang out with us. So you can definitely see it when parents come and visit in Charleston. One of my best friends, when her parents come to Charleston to make a decision, she is constantly stressed out because she wants to please her family. She wants to make sure that they're having fun picking the good restaurants. So a definite example is like choosing restaurants for your family or for guests, and you just want to make everyone happy. I feel like people pleasing really kicks in when other people are involved and you're kind of like the host.
When you're hosting. Yeah, there's that fine line of, okay, I want to make sure everyone's having a good time because I have more fun that way. And like, you're so excited for everyone to come. But then it goes even deeper to say, well, this one friend wants to come visit me, but I'm so exhausted. I really don't want to have people over. It's the one weekend where I'm in town that I don't have weddings or I don't have commitments. And it's just not the weekend that I want to entertain a guest. You can say no then too.
Right. And you're getting way better at that.
Thank you.
And I also think a lot of people are just realizing, even if they don't realize it for themselves, like I'll make plans on a Monday for a Thursday.
And you'll bail on me at Thursday, 4 p.m.
Yes, but you've been a lot better at it, and I know that I've been better at it than like accepting people like what they want right now. Because yeah, Monday sounded great. I wanted to see your face, but Thursday came, and
well, guess what? I leave on Friday, so you cannot bail. But here's also something to think about is you just touched on it a little bit, but where did it go? It was a really good thought. Not taking things personally. I think that we're always scared that people are going to get personally offended, and maybe they will, but that's on them. Hey, it's not like you don't love me and you don't want to hang out with me. It's that you had a long day and you don't want to go get spicy Thai food.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Thanks, girl.
Like, those are the people that you want to surround yourselves with. I would also rather have someone cancel me last minute than force themselves to sit across from a dinner table with me and like when all they want to do is be in bed.
I was just saying that. I said, if you show up and you're almost resentful or you don't want to show up, you almost get performative at the table, or you're not authentic. You're not there to genuinely enjoy yourself. Like, it's going to bring energy in a weird direction. Just say no.
Correct.
Think about others. It's not always about yourself when it is all about yourself. All right. Thank you so much. And I'll call you after I'm done recording.
Well, this is the first. This is exciting. I bet this is going to be a great episode. I love you, and call me later.
Okay. Please report the account that is pretending to be me. It's at ElizaG_wellness with 3 S's. Okay.
Yes. Love you. That's why I was calling. It's very spot on.
Yeah.
Please go report. All right. Bye.
Bye. That was Taylor. She's the best, and maybe she'll come on again. She is just so fucking smart and sage and doesn't care. She's from Boston, and she doesn't – you wouldn't necessarily think, oh, my gosh, she's a savage, but she is. She's like – she truly is the creme de la creme of all my friends, all humans, and anyone who knows her will feel the exact same way. Let's talk about protein. Protein, really, I wanted to just make a few solid points on this. Protein is a macronutrient. It contains 4 calories per gram. And what we are looking for is to have a certain amount of protein at each meal, because what protein does is it's going to, and I know if I sound like a broken record, that's fine. I really don't mean to. Yeah, actually, I don't mind sounding like a broken record if it means y'all know this. But protein will help to turn off hunger hormones and quell satiety hormones, meaning that it'll keep you not just fuller longer, but if you are in a pinch and you have the choice, this is not always the case, but if you know that you aren't going to be eating for a little while, having a snack of protein will help you stop craving chips. It'll help you stop craving the sweets, and it helps to turn off and balance out your blood sugar so that you're not in the middle of a spike. Also, I'm in Charleston right now. I'm downtown, and it's 12:45 in the afternoon, and there's like I don't understand. People who are in their late 20s who have the capacity to own a dog, they're out on a walk. Why are you walking around in pajamas? They're nice pajamas, like actually nice. They look like they're not my vibe, but they're nice pajamas, but they're clearly pajamas. I don't understand. What are you doing 12:30? Maybe you're in Food and Bev. Let's go with that. Go, girl. But protein is something that we want to incorporate into every meal. I talk about the balance or the power of 3 out of 4, meaning if you can hit 3 out of the 4 macronutrients in your bowl or on your plate, then your blood sugar is going to be pretty happy. Those are fiber, fat, protein, carbohydrate. So if you can get fiber, protein, and a bit of fat on your plate, then you're going to be feeling great. Greatness on your plate. That's something I wanted to talk about. Also, it's going to vary how much you need depending on your physical activity level. If you are someone who mostly walks, does lower impact, lower intensity, 2 to 3 times a week or less, you might not need as much protein as someone who is working out in the gym, consistently moving throughout the day, or even trying to lose a lot of weight. A lot of weight loss programs are going to be high protein, low fat, moderate carbohydrate. And I understand, because protein has what's called a thermogenic effect, which helps to burn calories. I'm not saying that all protein is just a fat burner, but muscle is a natural fat burner. And when you consume foods that are hyper aware of where they can repair muscle, it will naturally help to burn fat. There's just a huge difference. Okay, a whole group of TikTokers just walked down my window. Should I ask them if they know how to grow my page or how to get back on Instagram? Hey guys, I just assume that anyone younger than me works at Facebook or TikTok. I'm like, do you work at Facebook? Whatever. Okay, that's what I had to say about protein. Did I say anything at all? Oh, here. For a little snack that I've been having. So for breakfast, about 10 days before my period, I'm higher in protein, moderate in fat, and then slightly lower in starchy carbohydrates. So I've swapped the toast that I normally have in the morning for a ton of berries, blackberries, and strawberries, and it's awesome. But I'm a savory breakfast kind of gal, so I'll do eggs, I'll do veggies, maybe a bit of quinoa, berries, and a little avocado, tomato, a shit ton of hot sauce. So I'll do that. I'll feel great. But I almost have a sweet tooth even after breakfast. I'm like, what the hell? And I'm not going to go grab chocolate. I'm not going to go grab a soda. I'm not going to do any of that. So I got half of a scoop of my protein, and then I mashed up half of a banana with it. And I mashed it up. It took, you know, it takes 60 or so seconds to really mash up there. And it almost gets to be this chocolatey banana paste. And I put some more berries on top of there, and it was so good. And of course, I use the Organifi chocolate protein. Actually, I just was talking to my contact at Organifi asking for a new shipment of greens and protein. And he said, what kind of protein would you like? And I said, surprise me, Will, surprise me. And I can't wait to see what he chooses. So I'm either going to be doing berries this month, or vanilla this month, or chocolate this month. Let me know what your favorite is. But if you do want to check out Organifi, you can always use the code HTH for 20% off at checkout. People ask all the time. And as we get into the warmer seasons, I know people are making smoothies more, but we don't want to forget to keep ourselves full and satisfied, especially if you're going to be working out. Having some protein in the smoothie, in the oatmeal, in a shaker bottle with your just banana mashed up like a little paste, it's so good. That's what I would do. And use the code HTH. Again, that is Organifi.com/HTH. They actually don't offer 20% off anywhere on the website or online. It really is just through podcasts or this podcast. So hotter than health. I'm sorry. Hello. It's HTH for 20% off. I know you'll love it. Check out the greens. I've been doing the green apple flavor every morning for years. I hope everyone understands and does not have an absolute aneurysm by the chaos of this episode. If you did, I'm very sorry. Don't send your bill. And yeah, go report that scam hacker account on Instagram. It's ElizaG_wellness with 3 S's. That's the fake account. Okay, cool. All right. I will talk to you all next Thursday. Yeah. Thank you.